4. Home again. I was home again at last, but how unhappy I was. My father looked like an old man. My dear Elizabeth's face was thin and sad. Elizabeth showed me a picture of my mother. It was a small painting in a gold frame. "Look, Victor," Elizabeth said. "William died because of this picture. He was wearing it on a gold chain on the day he died. He wore the picture round his neck. The picture is very valuable. That is why the murderer took it. William was killed for this picture."
"Then you know who the murderer is?" I cried. "You have seen him?"
"Him?" my father repeated in surprise. "No, Victor. The murderer is a woman. She is the young girl who looked after William. We thought she was a good girl, but she killed our dear boy."
"What do you mean?" I asked him. "I know the murderer. I have seen him." "How can you know the murderer?" Elizabeth asked me. "You have just come back to Geneva, Victor. No, this picture was found in the young girl's hand. She is guilty. We know she killed William. She is in prison now." "She is not guilty," I cried. "I must talk to someone. I must tell what I know. I must go to the prison at once."
"You are too late," my father said. "She is going to die. She will be hanged at 10 o'clock this morning."
"I must see her," I cried. "I know the truth. Someone must listen to me." I took a horse and rode as fast as I could to the prison. There were many people standing outside the prison gates. I jumped down from my horse. At that moment, the clock struck 10. The crowd of people shouted, "She's dead! She's dead!" I turned away, and my eyes were full of tears. 2 innocent people had died. First my brother, and now this young girl. They had died because of me. I was a murderer, too. I returned to the house sadly. But I did not want to stay with my father and Elizabeth. I was afraid to tell them the truth. I knew the monster had murdered William, and I had made the monster. I could not live at home with my terrible secret. I decided to go away alone. Perhaps I could forget everything in the beautiful mountains of Switzerland. I packed my bags and went into the mountains. It was the middle of summer, but the weather was bad. In the high mountains the wind blew strongly, the rain fell, and the air was cold. But I did not care. I went up higher and higher. I came to the highest mountain, and I went on climbing. The path was very steep, but I walked slowly on. It was midday when I reached the top. The sun shone on the ice and snow. For the first time since William's death, I began to feel happy. As I rested there, I saw a figure coming towards me. It was walking quickly over the ice. Was it a man? It was moving too quickly. The figure came nearer and nearer. As I looked, a feeling of terror came into my heart. I stood up. It was the monster.
"Stop!" I cried. "Don't come near me! Why are you living when my brother is dead? I must destroy you before you murder again."
"You made me," the monster answered. "If I kill, you are guilty. But do not hate me. I do not want to kill. If you help me, I can live happily."
"Why should I help you?" I cried.
"Because you made me," the monster repeated. "And remember, I am bigger and stronger than you. I can kill you easily. No one will find you here."
I was not afraid. I was going to kill the monster. But as I moved towards the monster, he spoke again.
"Stop," he said. "You must listen to my story. When you gave me life, I was not wicked, but you made me ugly. Because of that, All living things hate me. So I hate you, my maker.
Tell me your story, quickly, I answered.